Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock hour on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Appel in for Hawk and Solana today. Jimmy in the studio as well. We're still trying to get things right with Crowder, who's out in Vegas. I see him on our feed, but I don't know if he can hear us. This is our third time, so hopefully the third time is the charm. If not, we'll get it figured out at some point. Solana will also make an appearance on the program today at some point as well. We've got Oronde Gadsden joining us in the next segment. George Richards of Florida Hockey Now will join us as well in the 4 o'clock hour. But we're going to do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. So I was listening to the show yesterday, and the guys were talking about whether or not it's advantageous for the Dolphins to keep winning the way they are or do another tank and get a higher draft pick. And Barry Jackson was adamant about this on his Twitter account. He wrote a column about it as well. And I've gone back and forth on this. I think it's a legitimate point that there isn't an Andrew Luck, there isn't a Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels type quarterback in this draft that you know is a surefire thing. You know, Fernando Mendoza, he might turn out to be good. Ty Simpson, maybe. Dante Moore, I mean, those are the three guys that'll likely go first as far as quarterbacks in the next draft. But Barry Jackson's point, which is why would anyone assume that the Dolphins would pick the right executive and coach to turn this into a Super Bowl contender? They've never done this under this ownership. I don't really buy that as a reason to not go for it again or tank again. I really don't. You can't base what might happen in the future off of the failures of everything that's come before. You just can't. Like, did the Buffalo Bills think that they were ever going to get to this point with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott? Did the Detroit Lions fans think they were going to be mired in failure for the rest of time before Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell were hired by the Lions? The Commanders, I know they're having a down year, but Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels, like, I don't buy that just because they haven't hit on hires previously, that means they're going to fail again in the future. I don't think that's a reason to dismiss the point that, hey, maybe winning these games that will likely turn out to be meaningless wins, you know, will not hurt the franchise. I agree to enjoy the wins when they come. Winning is really difficult in the NFL, as we have certainly seen for a long time. But I don't buy the point that just because the Dolphins haven't hit on their hires previously, that they will continue to whiff and fail. Because we've seen plenty of teams and franchises in the league have that same type of history. And then all it takes is one. Now, granted, what's come with all those hires? They find a quarterback. Brett Veach and Andy Reid ditched Alex Smith and found Patrick Mahomes. Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, they found Josh Allen. The Commanders, Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels. The Bears, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. Obviously, it's predicated on whether or not the Dolphins are able to find that quarterback. That's the most important thing. But I don't think that it should deter you from wholesale changes just because they haven't hit on previous hires. Somebody in the chat asks, well, nobody you mentioned won any Super Bowls. What did they find? Well, they found themselves being contenders every year now. They're perennial playoff teams. Injuries wrecked the Commanders' season this year, but we know Jaden Daniels to be a good player. We know Terry McLaurin's a good player. He's been out for a while. Their entire secondary's hurt. This is a lost season for the Commanders. I understand that being bad doesn't mean you're going to hit on the picks. I know we've seen that in the past. But the Dolphins are telling you. I mean, there were two under-the-radar dismissals by Stephen Ross over the last few weeks from the scouting department, two guys that had been there for 20-plus years. Chris Greer obviously been there for 20-plus years. This feels like they're heading towards full sail changes. I don't think that just because they haven't hit on hires in the past, that a full-on rebuild isn't the answer. Because now you just accept the mediocrity because previous hires didn't work out. Just accept that they're going to go 7-10, 8-9, 9-8, and perennially be in the hunt. I don't buy that. I think to dismiss it is a little odd. And I understand that this franchise has beaten this fan base time after time after time. And it's become somewhat filled with apathy towards the Miami Dolphins. Barry says, you know, when your team hasn't won a playoff game in 25 years, you can't think in terms of blowing it up to build a Super Bowl contender. You need to take solace in smaller things, such as single wins and remaining on the fringes of wild card contention, even as sad as that may sound. Well, why? Why can't you think in terms of that? You can't. I've seen people argue over the years that you should take a quarterback in the first round every year until you hit on one. I feel like that same thing applies here almost. Just because the last rebuild failed doesn't mean that you shouldn't try it again. I don't know what you build around from this team outside of Devon Achane, outside of Patrick Paul, outside of Jalen Waddle. Maybe this trio of defensive linemen that are coming along. Some players you could build around on the defense. But the idea that this team is a soft rebuild away from being something, I don't know. It's what I said a couple of weeks ago. You can't half-ass this. You have to full-ass it. This team has half-assed these rebuilds for so long outside of 2019. Neither method has really worked for this franchise. And so, again, just because it hasn't worked doesn't mean you shouldn't try it again. Let's get to our headlines here in the 3 o'clock hour, sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. The Dolphins, they're on a bye this week. They have the Saints and the Jets coming up after the bye. Could find themselves at 6-7 going into that Monday night Steeler game. I love this quote from Bradley Chubb. Basically said the team has taken on a delusional mindset. I love that. And we'll get to more of that later on. Juju Brents, unfortunately, he'll miss the rest of the season. He was looking like that was a nice find for the Dolphins defense, which has been absolutely depleted in the secondary. So that's unfortunate news for Miami. Maybe more Ethan Bonner, Solana's favorite player. The Panthers, they won 8-5 last night over the Canucks after a disappointing loss on Saturday to the Lightning, a franchise record 16 players picked up points, including Sergei Bobrovsky, who also moved past Jacques Plante for ninth most wins all time in a game where he stopped only 10 of 15 shots. The W, of course, and the 2 points, all that matters. Seth Jones scored twice. Brad Marchand continues his incredible start to the season. Goal and an assist for number 63. The 37-year-old is up to 13 goals, 10 assists on the season to lead the team. He's tied for second in the league in goals. Now, look, I was listening to Doug Plagans on with Tobin and Leroy before the show, before we started, and I heard Tobin. I heard him refer to it as Paul Ball. I love it. It tickled me. I got to tell you, Jimmy, Paul Ball, it's taken over.
It has.
Everybody knows about it. It's spreading.
It's caught on.
And you know me. I'm a Paul Ball lifer.
And NHL knows, but you know what? It doesn't make a difference.
No, it doesn't. The Heat, they move the 2-1 against the Knicks this season after a 115-113 win last night. The Heat held off an 11-3 run late. They were up by 10 in the final minutes. The Knicks had a couple of chances at the end to tie or take the lead. In fact, it looked like at one point they did tie the game. The Heat got called for goaltending, but it was overturned after a review. Seven players in double figures for Miami. Fontecchio, 4 of 7 from three. Khalil Ware, a double-double. Norm Powell, Stormin' Norman. Do people call him that? I don't know.
Yeah, Stormin' Norman.
Oh, very good. Stormin' Norman. The Heat are 6-1 at home now at the Kaseya Center. All right, so we got Oronde Gadsden coming up in the next segment, former Dolphins wide receiver. I was in Jacksonville on Sunday. I called the Chargers and the Jaguars. Jimmy, I think it might be time to do Tua versus Herbert again. Whoa. Was that a bad game from Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
Whoa. He got benched through eight for 81 yards, no touchdowns, and a horrific interception. Lost 35-6 to the Jaguars, who blew a 19-point fourth-quarter lead to Davis Mills the week before. Whoa! Is that a bad loss for the Chargers? I'm sure we'll get to that with Oronde Gadsden in the next segment. More Hawkman. Oh, wait. Jimmy, I don't do headlines often. Forgot about the weather. Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the low 80s, beautiful day in South Florida. And yes, chat, I'm not actually serious about doing Tua versus Herbert again. We all know it's already settled. Tua's better. More Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana coming up next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is good producing, Jimmy. Oronda Gadsden will join us in just a moment. His son, of course, star tight end for the LA Chargers. That was my game this past weekend. And boy, was it a stinker for LA. Oronda Gadsden joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. OG, legendary Miami Dolphins wide receiver, Appel in for Hot Crowder and Solana. Oronda, as I was just saying, we were both in Jacksonville over the weekend. We failed miserably at trying to meet up after the game. I will take accountability for that one. But what the hell happened? And don't get yourself in trouble.
I'll tell you what's happening. You know, the O-line, they're just not, you know, playing as they should. You know, I think I don't know. I want to say it's too many long East Coast trips. You know, it's probably the fifth one. I think Chargers travel more than anybody in the league. So let's go with that. But it was a bad game. I mean, it didn't look it looked kind of park league. It looked kind of palish, you know,
yeah,
to say the least. But, sometimes it happens like that. I don't know. Could be looking ahead at Dubai. You know, I think, there were some accounts that said if the Chargers won that game, they were 91% chance locked to make the playoffs. So that might have got into the head. I don't know, but they weren't ready to play, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it was surprising because, you know, you would think, as you pointed out, that a West Coast team coming to the East Coast for an early start, disadvantageous or whatever the word is. English is my job, but I don't know the word. Anyways, you would think that it would be a disadvantage for the Chargers, but under Jim Harbaugh, I think there were something like 5-2 coming to the East Coast, a +10 on average point differential. So it was a very uncharacteristic performance, and they were playing a Jaguars team that had their worst collapse in franchise history against Davis Mills the week before. And at the very least, even if the offense wasn't performing, the defense was shockingly inept on Sunday as well. They've been one of the best defenses in the league during that winning streak.
You know, styles make fights, and sometimes, we know sometimes you get the bear and sometimes the bear gets you. It's just, I think, the way some teams play don't fit our defense. Obviously it's a 10-game sample size at this point, 11-game sample size at this point, but, I mean, some offenses just click against it and some don't. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you got to get pressure on the quarterback. They were able to apply heavy pressure on our quarterback, and we didn't apply any on there. So that's usually what happens. On the good days, you get Khalil Mack and all other defensive ends rushing real good, and then, you know, now you got to find out how to throw or where to throw in the zone, and it's pretty tough. But when you get time, you can pretty much find the hole. So, it is what it is. We just, take this bye week, get everybody healthy and try to come back next game against the Raiders. We saw them last night against the Cowboys, and then they're going up against the fighting Shedeur Sanders this weekend. So
yeah,
see how it works out.
I was going to transition to the Dolphins, but since you brought up Shedeur Sanders, I haven't gotten to it on the show yet. The noise around him is so bizarre to me, as if it's some affront to the sport that the fifth round quarterback, who was fourth on the depth chart in training camp, didn't get any reps. And then finally, when he became the backup, they had another rookie who was higher on the totem pole or lower on the totem pole, whatever the way we look at totem poles is. The third round pick, Dylan Gabriel, he's got to get all the reps. So this idea that the Browns are sabotaging Shedeur Sanders, it's so bizarre to me, and it made me think the way that people are defending Shedeur Sanders. I know it's obviously on a scale because at least Tua Tagovailoa had performed at least and shown flashes. But is this what like Tuanon sounded like in defending Tua for so long? Because the stuff coming out around Shedeur Sanders after Sunday was so bizarre to me. He was terrible on Sunday night, and it was everybody else's fault but Shedeur Sanders. It was crazy.
Yeah, I know. You know, everybody wants a fair shake, and you know, when you get it, it just doesn't happen that way. I mean, you're the starter, you get the first team reps. I mean, usually, you know, you give on a scale or on a play sheet during the practice, you may have 10 plays. Starters, the one's going to get 7. The twos may get 3, or the twos get 2 and the threes get 1. Maybe, but usually, you know, a 7-on-7, usually started gets them all. So, I see, you know, what everybody wants and at least this week we'll be able to see. Cause he's going to get all the reps with the ones, right? And he's playing against a team that's equal his record. They're not like they playing the Denver defense, right? That got 50 sacks. They're playing the Raiders. So, I mean, you know, the Raiders and the Browns kind of like apples and apples. I mean, you know what I mean? And there's nothing stellar about either one. So I think all the questions will be answered this week, and then we'll know one way or another, you know, what the deal is. I just think everybody's still, this is still from the draft hangover. Yeah. Why did he go so late? You know, that's what the whole deal is. I don't think I wouldn't even say, you know, it's a racial deal. I think it's just,
oh, yeah, I agree.
Everybody just thinks he should have went before the fifth round. And now that he's playing about the play, you know, it was about, oh, he didn't get the reps. But, you know, nobody gets the reps. When they throw you in there, they throw you in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trey Lance came in for Justin Herbert.
That was something.
Right? He looked just as out of sorts. Not like he – and he was like the third pick in the draft, right, or something like that. Like, he didn't get no first-round reps. You know what I'm saying? He was running around for his life, throwing the ball, you know, everywhere but loose anyway. So, I'm just glad to see, you know, hey – he's going to get the first round reps, and he's playing a, you know, similar team. He's not playing anybody, you know, like I said, right. He ain't playing them. You know, he's not against a vaulted defense where they're just going to blitz and sack him every time. So we'll see. The questions will be answered. I think he's going to do just like, you know, a first game 12, game 11 starting quarterback would do when they just throw you in there. I don't think he's going to light it up, but I don't think he's going to lay a dud either. I think he's going to play decent. But to that point is, you know, Kevin Stefanski or whoever called the plays, they got to call some plays that he can handle. You know what I mean? You can't give him, you know, a four-layered read on 3rd and 12. I mean, he's going to get sacked. You know what I mean? Like, let's, you know, let the tight end block count the two and go to the flat, hit him on the flat, or hit, you know, a dig, or, you know, a comeback, something simple. If you expected him to, you know, I mean, Joe, it didn't work for Joe Flacco. You know what I mean? Right. He done went to Cincinnati and did decent. So you got to call a play, you know, you got to know your personnel. So that's going to be, you know, that's going to be the next hurdle if it doesn't work out. You know?
Look, I hope that that Shedeur proves me wrong. I don't see it. I think what we saw on Sunday was exactly why he fell to the fifth round. He doesn't have good pocket presence. The game moves really quickly for him, almost too fast, and I'm not confident in that arm strength. But you're right. I mean, he will have a full week of reps, and he will get a chance with all the ones for the first time, and maybe we will have a better way to evaluate him after this week. All right, let's talk about the Dolphins.
All right, let's do it.
They eked out a win in Madrid against a really depleted Washington Commanders team, but a win is a win, especially overseas. Crazy things happen there all the time. The Dolphins are 4-7, favorable schedule coming up. What did you make of the game and Mike McDaniel's decision to go for it there late?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is what we should have been doing. We should have been playing like this the whole time. You know, obviously the Commanders didn't have, you know, everybody said that, but everybody's hurt at this point. You know, everybody got some people down. You know, you got to win the game. You know, you're not going to play Buffalo every week. You know what I mean? You're not going to play, you know, the Colts every week. So, you know, we did what we were supposed to do. Come back home. We're on a 2-game winning streak. So hopefully we can keep it going. And you know, hey, win like 5-6 and see what happens. I mean, you know, got a chance, you know, got to beat the Patriots. You know, you have to do that. You have to take care of what you got to take care of. But I like the game plan. I like the way they played. You know, Tua played a decent game. And, you know, Mike got to go for it at this point. What else you got to lose, you know what I mean? Like,
both
you're
game.
Behind the eight ball. Yeah, right. But you remember when, I guess when Flo was in that position and we were like 0-7 or whatever, and he won the next seven, like, yeah,
they, this will be the third time that's happened. Dolphins did it last year. They did it with Flo when Tua saved the season, that Baltimore game the Thursday night. And it feels like it's happening again this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what the problem is, because, I mean, when I played, those September and October games, man, we were so excited. We were excited for you to come down here. Like, you know, I think, you know, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure between September and October at home, we'd win, you know, 85-87% of the game. So the late starts is I don't get it. I'm kind of confused by it, but that's how it works. That's how it works. But I don't know how much solace you get out of, you know, being out of contention and then just winning the last seven. I would, you know, kind of like the Chargers. I'm so happy that we won those first, you know, seven games, you know. And so, you know, I think it's a little better when you start out early. So I think that's what happened. We started out early in that game against Washington, and we went down the field. We ended up kicking the field goal. I think it was 3-0. And then, you know, once you get some points on the board, when we know in this league you got to score seven. Like, same thing in the the Chargers game. I hate to keep talking about it, but that's, you know, fresh on my mind. We got the interception on their side of the field. We kicked the field goal last night. The Raiders, it was 3-3. They got a fumble from Dak. You at the 30-yard line and you kick a field goal. We're not going to win like that. You know, you got to score some touchdowns. So, I think you keep fighting. In the Dolphins' case, you got some good pieces. I don't know where the pieces are showing off to go somewhere else or stay here. Whatever the case may be, you know, it always feels good to win a game in the NFL, and that's what's going to happen.
Last couple here for you. First, the spitting incident. Spitting is back again, apparently, somehow. Ja'Marr Chase spit on Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey socked him in the helmet, got ejected from the game on Sunday. Ja'Marr Chase lied about spitting in Ramsey's face. There was video evidence. And he's now suspended for a game. We know Crowder's story about getting spit on. I don't understand why we're resorting to that. Like, there is nothing more disrespectful than spitting in someone's face in any scenario. Did you ever have to deal with anything like that as a player? Did you come close to ever getting so mad at one of your opponents that you thought about it but held back? I can't understand what possesses someone to spit in the face of another man.
No, I don't think I've ever, you know, even came close to it. But, you know, that one, the odd thing to me is, like, seemed like it was a premeditated, he was a premeditated spitter. Because it seems if you look at the video, it was like he drank some water and came off the sideline. It was so much.
Did the Triple H water bottle spit up into
the... yeah, like... I mean, that's just not a spit, you know, like a spit is, you know, but he, I mean, it was like he had it in his mouth holding it until he got to him. Like it was a lot. I mean, you know, it was just odd. And for somebody his caliber to like, you know, you can be Ramsey one-on-one, no problem. Like, I don't understand why you got that upset or what made you do that. But, and then you lied about that. That's worse. Like, you already, you know, it's sad. You a sad dude for spitting. Now you a super sad dude for saying you didn't do it. Come on, this is cameras everywhere. You know they gonna see you, bro. Like I don't know. I don't know what, you know, what the deal is with that. The only thing I really can remember, and the only one that, you know, comes to light every time this happens, is the Bill Romanowski one.
Yeah,
I think that was bad. That was like the first one. That was terrible. Like that was a racial divide there. You know? That was a locker room divide that day. Like, as good a player as Bill Romanowski was, you know what I mean? Like, that was – and, you know, you kind of felt it. Like, yo, he ain't playing with a full deck of cards. But that day you really knew, and it was bad. So every time it comes up, that always pops up in my mind because that was, you know, my era, and that's what I played. And I was like, oh, man, like – that's on site. Like, that's – y'all go ahead. I'll take the fine. I'm waiting for him to come out the locker room, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I got to see him. Like, this go beyond the football. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. Everything going to be all right, but I'm waiting for him. I'm going to take whatever fine. I'll find my own flight back. I got to see Jamar Chase when he come out the locker room. He better have his people with him waiting at a home game. I don't know who's home game, but if I got anybody with me, we going looking for Jamar Chase. So that's just how it is. And I think, you know, Mike Tomlin said it best, you know, you got to do what comes natural at that point.
Well, Ramsey gave him a nice right hand and a helmet.
Yeah, he got a helmet, got a helmet on. There would have been more. I'd probably just tackled him and just started wailing, like, you know what I mean? Like, the helmet hit is like, you know, when Sam Brown got hit, like, all right, you know, good job, big dude, you know.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Last thing for you here, McRib. Hawk
right.
Forced me to go meet him, Crowder, and Solana before our broadcast at the Panthers Arena last Thursday. I took
right.
a nibble of it, and I was out on it. I have a sneaking suspicion that Hawk's just doing Hawk doesn't actually like the McRib, is my take. I can't confirm that, but I think it's this Aperol Spritz thing where he doesn't actually enjoy these things. He just does it for the bit, but maybe he does. I could be wrong. Are you tired? Are you tired of Hawk forcing you to eat the McRib?
No, I like the McRib.
What? McRib?
I actually like it. Now, listen, I'm not gonna order, you know, three of them. You know what I mean? Like, but that one that day, man, the sauce and everything was, the bread is different bread. They don't have that on a regular basis. Like, I think it's in our mind. Like, listen, it's a hurdle to get over. It's a McRib without the rib. It's a hard hurdle. But I think the sauce with the pickles and the onions kind of help you get over it.
Yeah.
I think, not bad. Like, I think it's pretty good. I'm with Hawk on this one. Now, the za and all that and the boneless wings I'm not with. But
okay, well.
The McRib, I'm good.
The boneless wings are my thing. And I saw Stan Van Gundy and Ian Eagle on one of the Amazon Prime broadcasts. I think it was the Heat game where Stan Van Gundy was giving his take on the wings. He didn't bring up boneless wings, and I was pretty disappointed about that. OG, thanks so much for your time, as always. It was great.
Man.
It was great almost seeing you in Jacksonville this past weekend.
We texted back and forth. But how you get down there? Where you at? It was good. We put forth. We got an E for effort.
We tried. We tried.
That's all you can do. Try.
Aronde Gadsden, legendary Miami Dolphins wide receiver. Thanks, as always, for taking the time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Talk to you later.
Back with more Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana after this.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Appel in for all three. Jimmy is here as well. Maybe Crowder's best contribution in the history of the show today. Tried to get him on three times from Vegas. Unfortunately, unable to connect with him. But he will be on the program tomorrow, as will Solana, and Hawk will be back later this week. Jimmy, did you watch Monday Night Raw last night?
I did not, but I heard what happened.
Okay, so I don't bring this up to get into nerd wrestling talk, I promise. But Cam Scataboo and Abdul Carter were at Monday Night Raw at MSG last night. And Cam Scataboo is out for the season, recovering from surgery on a dislocated ankle. Abdul Carter is having a tough rookie season, has been late to meetings, slept through a walkthrough this week as well. And last night, they got into a quote-unquote physical altercation with a few wrestlers. And I was thinking, if you are the two-win Giants, and you are Cam Scataboo, and you are Abdul Carter, that is a really tough look for you to be getting physical there, especially Scataboo, right? We know that wrestling is not, I'm not going to use the F word, but we know what it is. We suspend disbelief. We'll just put it that way. But that doesn't mean you can't get hurt. And there was a lot of physicality there for Mr. Scataboo with Dominic Mysterio and the like yesterday. And I'm not saying that, like, guys aren't allowed to have interests outside and do things outside of the facility. I'm not someone that says, oh, turn off the video games and get in the playbook. Get off social media and get in the playbook. I'm not that type of guy. I'm really not. In fact, I think segments like that are usually fun. But I'm not sure you can be Abdul Carter and have the week that he's had and then stand in Madison Square Garden and hold up a Giants championship belt when you have two wins. Cam Scataboo has definitely seen some of the criticism of him, and he tweeted this today. I'm going to read this verbatim, all right? A, Honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life, so I'm doing things outside the box, trying to find stuff to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week, and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say. And then he did a salute, which I can only imagine is an homage to John Cena, who was on his final Monday Night Raw yesterday. It made me think about, like, if Tua and, Cole Strange or something ended up at a Monday Night Raw or a wrestling show and they were prominently featured physically the way that Scatabu and Abdul Carter was last night, how that would go over here.
I have no idea. That would not end well.
Yeah, I don't think it would either. But I think that sometimes we're a little unfair to these guys when they do things outside of the facility and outside of football. I just think that the conversation around this specific instance and Cam Scatabu being hurt, a pretty serious injury, and Abdul Carter having the week he had, sleeping through a walkthrough, being late to meetings, allegedly, all season long, I just think it's a difficult look for an organization that's going through a difficult time this season. All right, I could talk about Monday Night Raw for hours on end, but I'm not going to torture anybody with that. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. George Richards of Florida Hockey Now will join us at 4:25. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with him. I want to talk more about Shedeur Sanders, and I want to talk more about the college football playoff situation as it pertains to the Miami Hurricanes and Notre Dame. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock and the 5 o'clock hour. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana coming up next.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.